Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees in Gujarat. Says government committed to providing life of dignity to the poor. India and Fiji reiterate zero tolerance towards terrorism. Pledge to strengthen mutual cooperation in defense and security sector as two countries exchange 9 MOUs and documents in New Delhi. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places in northern India, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Gujarat and Rajasthan tomorrow. In weightlifting, Mirabai Chanu wins gold at Commonwealth Championships in Ahmedabad in women's 48kg category. And in Asian Shooting Championship, Indian women shooters win 3 gold. Bhavnish Mendiratta clinches silver in men's trap event. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that the interests of farmers, cattle rearers and small entrepreneurs are of utmost importance to the nation. He affirmed that India will not allow any harm to these groups under any pressure. The Prime Minister said this while addressing a gathering after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone for development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees in Ahmedabad.
आज भारत ने आत्मनिर्भरता को विकसित भारत के निर्माण का आधार बना दिया है। अपने किसानों, अपने मछुआरों, अपने पशुपालकों, अपने उद्यमियों के दम पर भारत तेजी से विकास के रास्ते पर चल रहा है।
The Prime Minister assured that the government is dedicated to ensuring a dignified life for every section of the society. He highlighted that easing the lives of the urban poor remains a top government priority.
11 सालों में करीब 3000 किलोमीटर लंबे नए रेल ट्रैक गुजरात में बिछाए गए। गुजरात में रेलवे के पूरे नेटवर्क का 100% बिजलीकरण हो चुका है। आज भी जो रेलवे प्रोजेक्ट गुजरात को मिले हैं, इसे किसानों, उद्योगों और श्रद्धालुओं सभी को लाभ होगा। साथियों, हमारी सरकार शहर में रहने वाले गरीबों को सम्मान का जीवन देने के लिए प्रतिबद्ध है। गरीब की गरिमा पर बहुत बल देते हैं। आज साबरमती आश्रम के प्रवेश द्वार पर बने गरीबों के नए घर इसका एक साक्षात उदाहरण बने।
Mr. Modi noted that Gujarat leads in sectors such as diamond, textiles, pharmaceuticals, semiconductors and petrochemicals. Existing industries are expanding while new ones are being established. All crucial efforts are being made towards strengthening the vision of a self-reliant India. The projects launched today are related to urban development, energy, roads and railways. Mr. Modi will inaugurate localized production of hybrid battery electrodes and flag off battery electric vehicle exports to 100 countries at Hansalpur in Ahmedabad tomorrow. India and Fiji have reiterated zero tolerance towards terrorism by rejecting double standards on it. During the bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Fijian counterpart Sitheveni Rabuka in New Delhi, both the leaders agreed to strengthen cooperation against terrorism and condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The two leaders condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack and stressed on the need to counter radicalization, combat terror financing, prevent exploitation of new and emerging technologies for terrorist activities, and tackle terrorist recruitment. In a joint press briefing after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said, India and Fiji have decided to strengthen mutual cooperation in the defense and security sector, and an action plan has been prepared in this regard. He also said, both the countries are ready to share their experience in the fields of cyber security and data protection and agree that terrorism is a huge challenge for humanity.
Fiji ki maritime security ko sasakt karne ke liye Bharat se training aur equipment mein sahyog diya jayega. Cyber security aur data protection ke kshetron mein hum apne anubhav saajha karne ke liye taiyar hain. हम एकमत है कि आतंकवाद पूरी मानवता के लिए बहुत बड़ी चुनौती है। आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में सहयोग और समर्थन के लिए हम प्रधानमंत्री रंबुका और फिजी सरकार का आभार व्यक्त करते हैं।
Briefing media in New Delhi today, Secretary South, Ministry of External Affairs, Nina Malhotra said, the talks covered the entire gamut of bilateral relations, including political cooperation, trade, healthcare, mobility and defence. She also informed that the two leaders witnessed the exchange of 9 bilateral documents and MOUs.
The two leaders also witnessed the exchange of 9 bilateral documents or MOUs. These are construction and commissioning, operation and maintenance of a super speciality hospital in Fiji, an agreement on supply of medicines under our Jan Aushadhi scheme, an MOU on cooperation in standardization between Bureau of Indian Standards and Department of National Measurement and Standards. Another MOU was on the cooperation in the field of human capacity, skilling and upskilling between National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology of India and Pacific Polytechnic of Fiji on Indian grant assistance for implementation of quick impact projects.
Fijian Prime Minister Rabuka arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a 3-day visit to India. Prime Minister Rabuka today called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. President Murmu said that India remains committed to strengthening its relations and development partnership with the Pacific Island countries, among which Fiji remains a special partner. India and Algeria today took a significant step towards boosting bilateral defence cooperation during Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi's official visit to the North African country. The visit aims to reinforce defence and security engagement between India and Algeria. The Army Chief, who is on a 4-day official visit to Algeria from 25th to 28th of August, will hold meetings with top Algerian defence officials. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has lashed out at opposition parties for the protests against the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill. In an interview with the news agency, Mr. Shah alleged that opposition leaders are trying to form and run the government even when they are jailed. He termed the protest by the opposition parties against the bill as undemocratic. He highlighted that it was Prime Minister Narendra Modi himself who had insisted on bringing the office of the PM under the aegis of this bill.
पहले 39वां जो संशोधन था इसमें इंदिरा जी उपराष्ट्रपति राष्ट्रपति के साथ साथ खुद को भी इनके खिलाफ कोई वैधता नहीं रहती है चुनावी मुकदमों का एक संविधान संशोधन लेकर आई थी वो खैर कांग्रेस पार्टी और श्रीमती इंदिरा गांधी की नैतिकता का सवाल है नरेंद्र मोदी जी अपने खिलाफ खुद संविधान संशोधन लेकर आए हैं कि प्रधानमंत्री भी जेल में जाएगा तो उसको इस्तीफा दे देना
Atal Pension Yojana or APY has achieved a milestone by crossing 8.11 crore subscribers as of 21st of this month, with more than 1.17 crore new subscribers enrolled in financial year 2024-25. Out of the total enrollments, 55% are women. The Pension Fund Regulatory and Development Authority today organized the APY Annual Felicitation Program in New Delhi. In the program, APY service providers, state-level bankers committee and countrywide top 5 branches and lead district managers were awarded for their outstanding performance in achieving the annual target. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has said that freedom of speech and expression is the strength of democracy, but this freedom should be used in a dignified manner. Mr. Birla said this while addressing a 2-day All India Speakers Conference at Delhi Legislative Assembly today.
सभी दल के माननीय सदस्यों को इस वर्तमान परिस्थिति में विचार करना होगा कि जनता हमारे कार्यों को हमारे कार्यक्रम को हमारे व्यवहार को हमारे आचरण को देखती है और इसीलिए हमारे कार्य हमारे आचरण को दुनिया फॉलोअप करती है इसलिए सदन हो सदन के बाहर हो हमारे विचार हमारी भाषा कैसी हो इस पर भी विचार करने की आवश्यकता है
The 2-day conference was organized to commemorate the centenary year of election of Vitthal Bhai Patel as the first Indian speaker of the Central Legislative Assembly. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today chaired the 56th IIT Council meeting in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said that during the meeting, he took stock of the academic progress and underlined the roadmap of IITs for the next 25 years. The minister said that the meeting was conducted with an aim to make IITs more inclusive, research-driven, aligned with the needs of the 21st century. The Department of Animal Husbandry and Dairying today released the guidelines and standard operating procedures for blood transfusion and blood banks for animals in India. The ministry said the guidelines aim to establish state-regulated veterinary blood banks, stresses on biosafety, and future-ready innovations in animal blood transfusion in India. National Commission for Women, NCW, has taken cognizance of the Greater Noida dowry murder case and asked the UP DGP to investigate the matter swiftly. Condemning the case, NCW Chairperson Vijaya Rahatkar expressed concern that these malpractices have taken up a new form now and this is a matter of grave concern.
बेटियां हमारी प्रॉपर्टी नहीं है कि हम उनके साथ कुछ भी करें. ऐसी क्रूर प्रथाओं को बंद करने के लिए हमने इसके पहले भी देश में बहुत संघर्ष किया है और वही क्रूर प्रथाएं अब एक नया रूप लेकर हमारे सामने आ रही है. ये बहुत ही चिंता का विषय है. इस विषय में राष्ट्रीय महिला आयोग ने संज्ञान लिया है और हमने उत्तर प्रदेश डीजीपी को कहा है कि अति शीघ्रता के साथ वो इस सभी घटना की जांच करे. जो जानकारी उनकी तरफ से मिली है तो उसमें अभी चार लोग गिरफ्तार हो चुके हैं और पुलिस तेजी से कार्रवाई कर रही है.
Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath honored Indian astronaut Shubhanshish Shukla in Lucknow today. The felicitation program was organized by the Department of Science and Technology of Uttar Pradesh to celebrate Shubhanshu's arrival in his hometown after successfully completing the space mission Axiom 4. Addressing the event, the Chief Minister said that a scholarship will be launched in Shubhanshu's name for students pursuing careers in science and technology to honor his historic achievement. On the occasion, Shubhanshu Shukla said, in the times to come, people will talk about ISRO and not NASA.
मैंने जो एक्साइटमेंट और उत्साह देखा स्पेस को लेके इस बार, कमाल की बात है कि दो साल पहले तक हमारे पास स्पेस डे जैसी कोई चीज नहीं थी, लेकिन इस बार का नेशनल स्पेस डे में जो उत्साह और एक्साइटमेंट मैंने देखा तो मुझे ये विश्वास हो गया कि आने वाले समय में लोग नासा की नहीं इसरो की बात करेंगे. ये सपना नहीं है, ये एक हकीकत है जिसको होने में टाइम लगना है थोड़ा बस.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Gujarat, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Odisha, Punjab and Rajasthan tomorrow. Parts of Kerala, Mahe, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh and northeastern region are also expected to witness moderate to heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. In Ladakh, incessant rainfall for the past 24 hours has recorded 44 millimetres of rainfall, which is the highest in the month of August since 1973. On to sports now. Indian women shooters dominated the 25-metre pistol junior individual event, clinching gold, silver and bronze medals each at the Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan today. Payal Khatri claimed the gold, Namya Kapoor won silver and Tejaswini claimed the bronze in the final. The trio also won gold in the team event. Bhavanish Mendiratta clinched silver in men's trap event. In women's trap event, Neeru Dhanda won the gold medal and Ashima Ehlawat won bronze. Earlier, the Indian trio of Manu Bhakar, Isha and Simranpreet Kaur Brar won the bronze in 25-metre pistol women's senior team competition. In weightlifting, Tokyo Olympic silver medalist Meerabai Chanu won a gold medal at the Commonwealth Championships in Ahmedabad today, after lifting a total weight of 193 kilograms in women's 48 kg category. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi launches development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees in Gujarat, says government committed to providing life of dignity to the poor. India and Fiji reiterate zero tolerance towards terrorism, pledge to strengthen mutual cooperation in defence and security sector, as two countries exchange 9 MOUs and documents in New Delhi. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places in northern India, coastal Andhra, Gujarat and Rajasthan tomorrow. In weightlifting, Meerabai Chanu wins gold at Commonwealth Championships in Ahmedabad. And in Asian Shooting Championship, Indian women shooters win 3 gold. Bhavanish Mendiratta clinches silver in men's trap event. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.